Thanks for calling the customer service. This is your bro speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. My name's Denise. It looks like you charged me. I don't even know what this is. Yes, back in April, you charged me $5 on my credit card, and now today you tried to, the company or whatever, tried to take 69 something out of my account, and I don't even know what this is pertaining to.
Okay, ma'am, I can let you know what you ordered with us. Can you please provide me with your zip code?
80247.
And what's your first and last name?
Denise, Vinay, V as in Victor, E-N-E-Y.
Okay, allow me one moment. Okay, can you spell that last name for me again, ma'am?
V like Victor, E-N-E-Y.
Okay, thank you for the information. I don't see your account with that. Okay, what was your first name?
Denise,
okay.
D-E.
Okay, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
8680 East Alameda Avenue, apartment 1435, Denver, Colorado. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for the information. I see that you ordered our Focus Pods on the 19th of April. So
a what?
Focus Pods. They look like AirPods.
Oh.
I mean AirPods.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did that.
Okay, so when you ordered the product, you only paid for shipping and handling fee. It was a 14-day trial, so you only have 14 days to try the product for free. If you didn't like it, you were supposed to call us back to cancel so you wouldn't get charged full price for the product. So it looks like we tried to charge you full price, but your card got declined.
Right. I mean, I didn't nothing when I purchased it. I didn't see anything about canceling it at a certain time.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It was a 14-day trial. This was listed in our terms and conditions before ordering the product that it was a 14-day trial.
I didn't even see that. I had no idea. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have even ordered it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't, let me see, in fact, let me see, I still have the box, I don't have the shipping paper on it, in fact, I kept the box in the paper.
Are you trying to return it?
I haven't even received it, I mean, I haven't even used it since I got it, because it, you know, it was saying, oh, you have this great review on it, but it wasn't, you know, what I thought it was, like the sound and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, I need to return it, I guess, because I don't want to pay that. I didn't even, like I said, seriously, I didn't see anywhere where it said to ship it back in 14 days.
It just say call us.
Okay, well. Yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
Okay, well, you can return it. Do you have a pen and paper so I can provide you with the RMA number that you would need to use when you return the product?
Okay, just a second. Okay, what is it?
That would be 223.
Okay,
6, 5, 3. 946.
946
4042.
4042. Okay.
That's it. That's okay. It. And you just return it back to the address. Do you have the address? It should be on the box.
No, I have
okay.
The box. Yeah.
I can. Okay, it's 105.
105.
Sarah, which is spelled S E R R A.
Yes. E-R-R-I-A.
No, it's just S-E-R-R-A.
Okay, S-E-R-R-A.
It's no I.
Okay, S-E-R-R-A.
A, yes, Sarah.
Okay, yeah, so 105,
yeah.
Sarah.
Way, so it's a space, W-A-Y.
Okay,
pound sign, 179.
157.
No, it's just 179.
Oh. 157.
No, it's just 179. It's just three numbers. Yeah. 179.
Okay, so pound 179?
Yes, ma'am. That city is spelled M as in Mike, I as in igloo, L as in Larry. P as in pole, I as in igloo, T as in Tom, A as in apple, S as in Sam.
Okay.
The state is California.
Okay.
The zip code is 950-35.
Okay. And what is the name of the company?
We are a third-party company. You don't have to. The only thing you need is the RMA number and the address.
Okay. So can I just repeat the code?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 2236539464042. Two.
Yes, ma'am.
And then that address was 105 Sierra Way.
Yes, keep going.
Okay, and then pound 179.
Okay.
Or for the number, I guess. And then the address was MILPITASCA 95035.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Just to make sure that you cancel this order because my bank, I've already reported it to my bank because I didn't know what it was. So they are the ones who gave me your guys' number.
Okay.
Yeah, or else it would be considered fraudulent, which I don't want to do that. That's why I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But now that I know, I will send that out today.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Okay, bye.
Bye.